This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Washington is on high alert Friday ahead of a rally in support of the pro-Donald Trump rioters who ransacked the U.S. Capitol 8 months ago, with security forces better prepared to avoid a repeat of the mayhem seen on January 6th. A black fence that surrounded the complex for 6 months after the deadly insurrection has been put back up for the weekend, along with surveillance cameras, although police don't have any indications of a specific plot associated with Saturday's so-called Justice for J6 rally. Homeland Security officials nevertheless have warned of the potential for violence, according to an intelligence briefing obtained by U.S. media, with a counter rally scheduled to take place nearby. Government officials are expecting around 700 protesters. Members of Congress will not be in the building, with many still on summer recess and not back in town until next week. Thousands of Donald Trump supporters, many associated with ultra-nationalist and white supremacist groups, stormed the U.S. legislature on January 6th in an effort to overturn President Joe Biden's election victory. A new report released by the United Nations on Friday estimates nearly 2 million people die from work-related causes each year, including from illnesses associated with long working hours and air pollution. The study by the World Health Organization and International Labor Organization, the first assessment of its kind, found that work-related diseases and injuries were responsible for the deaths of 1.9 million people in 2016. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says he hopes the report will be a, quote, wake-up call. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Allies of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny accused Apple and Google of, quote, censorship on Friday after they removed opposition voting apps at the start of a three-day parliamentary election in Russia. Polls opened across the vast country on Friday after a year that saw a sweeping crackdown on President Vladimir Putin's opponents, with Russians given the option of voting online. State media showed Putin casting his ballot online from self-isolation several days into quarantine after coming into contact with COVID. As voting began on a cold Moscow morning, the opposition said a smart voting app advising supporters on how to vote out Kremlin allies had been removed from the app stores of both Apple and Google. The Kremlin welcomed the move, saying the tech giants had conformed with the, quote, letter and spirit of Russian law. U.S. President Joe Biden will sign an executive order Friday allowing for sanctions against the warring parties in Ethiopia's Tigray region if they fail to commit to a negotiated settlement. In a statement, Biden called the situation a tragedy and said, quote, I am appalled by the reports of mass murder, rape, and other sexual violence to terrorize civilian populations. A senior administration official says the executive order establishes a, quote, sanctions regime to increase pressure on the parties fueling this conflict to sit down at the negotiating table and, in the case of Eritrea, withdraw forces. The official says the United States is not imposing sanctions now, but is giving itself the authority to do so if necessary. The United Nations claims the conflict has left thousands of people dead and left hundreds of thousands of others living in conditions bordering on famine. An emergency official in northeast Nigeria said Friday 9 people were killed and 23 others injured in an airstrike this week that reportedly hit civilians. The Nigerian Air Force confirmed just days ago it sent an aircraft to the area where Boko Haram and Islamic State affiliates operate, and that it was investigating claims that, quote, civilians were erroneously killed. Since 2009, Nigeria has been fighting a jihadist insurgency in the northeast that has killed more than 40,000 people and displaced nearly 2 million from their homes. On Wednesday, a fighter jet opened fire on a village near the border with Niger, where the residents said killed 10 people and injured at least 19. According to several residents, three fighter jets flew over the village and one of them opened fire. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.